Welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast with Samuel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Samuel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a reason to believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 217. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. And as many of you know, I have been on a break for a little while, and I am still on that break. However, this is a working vacation, as they call it, under the permission of God. And I am so thankful to the Lord for this break, as I have just finished preaching the gospel and preaching God's word multiple times a day, every day, with the exception of a few days, and for the past over 5 years, by the grace of God. And isn't it amazing how that we think that we can do certain things just like we did 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And I think most people think that, but that is not the case. What is worse, we have many baby boomers who think they look as good as they looked 30, 40 years ago. And I assure you, you are woefully deceived. But be that as it may, it's so good to be back with you. Beloved, our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from, our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is Psalm 119, 105. It reads, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now, our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from Dr. A.W. Pink. He said, "We discover a striking proof of the divine inspiration of the scriptures. In the Bible, human nature is painted in its true colors." Allow me to repeat that. Dr. Pink says, and I have pointed this out myself down through the years, but not like Dr. Pink. And I love this proof that the Holy Scriptures is the Word of God. To those who struggle with that, I've never struggled with that in my life, and I thank God for that. God is the God of light and transparency. But he goes on to say, "We discover a striking proof of the divine inspiration of the scriptures. In the Holy Bible, human nature is painted in its true colors. The characters and the characteristics of its heroes are faithfully depicted. The sins of its most prominent personages are frankly and honestly and transparently recorded. Make no mistake about it. It is human to err, but it is also human to conceal the blemishes of those we admire. Had the Bible been a human production, had it been written by uninspired historians, the defects of its leading characters would have been ignored. There's no doubt about it. Or if recorded at all, an attempt at extenuation would have been made." And Dr. Pink is correct. Today, beloved, we are continuing the topic of Holy Scripture, its inerrancy, infallibility, and inspiration, using our God-breathed book, the Holy Bible, the verbally inspired, eternal, inerrant Word of God by Dr. John R. Rice. Our Reasons to Believe PowerPoint today comes from Chapter 3. The Holy Bible claims to be the inspired Word of God, Part 10. The Bible has claims for its perfections and permanence which only a God-given book could have. Number one, a striking statement about the indestructible Word of God is in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 through 8. The voice said, "Cry," and he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." All flesh is grass. Man is fallible, impermanent, and limited. And so all human sources wither, but the word of our God shall stand forever. That is quoted in 1 Peter 1, 23 through 25, which says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." What kind of a word? An incorruptible word, which liveth and abideth forever. The word of the Lord endureth forever. That is far beyond any human goodness. Jesus emphatically taught the eternal perfect quality of Holy Scripture. Elsewhere, we will discuss more thoroughly the attitude of Jesus toward the Holy Scripture. Here we simply mention that he continually upheld it as the perfect and eternal Word of God. In the Olivet Discourse, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Jesus said that not one jot nor tittle of the law should pass away till all be fulfilled. The Lord Jesus Christ said the Scripture cannot be broken. In Luke 9:26 and Mark 8:38, Jesus said, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Surely this gives a dignity and authority and permanence to the Holy Scriptures which could not be true of any human fallible man. And we must remember that the attitude of Jesus Christ here expressed in the Scripture is the way the Scripture views itself all the way through. Some Bibles print the words of Christ in red, but that is misleading. All of the words of the Bible are the words of Christ. Allow me to repeat that. Some Bibles print the words of Christ in red, but that is misleading. all the words of the Bible are the words of Christ. The Holy Spirit who moves the writing prophets is the Spirit of Christ. He gave the Holy Scripture. And so Paul could be inspired to write, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Jesus identified himself with the word of God, likewise in Luke 9:26, and the companion passage in Mark 8:38, he said, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's, and of the holy angels." But this is giving a dignity and authority, a permanence, to the word of God, which could not be true of any human words or book. If the Lord should tarry his coming, dear friends, and we live, we will continue this topic in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you, and I thank you for our time together around your holy word and around contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints. And Lord, I do pray that you will help others to understand the importance of your holy word, the reading of it, the obeying of it, the applying it to our lives, and sharing it with others, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Glorify your holy name, lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, through your word. In his name we pray, amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father, believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, he shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.